Over 1.5 lakh daily cases, the highest ever one-day spike of COVID in India. It's the fifth consecutive day of 1 lakh plus daily cases. After Prime Minister Modi's call for mass vaccination, Tika Utsav begins today. It'll run till the 14th of April. Delhi's Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal tells the centre widen the vaccine net to young people. The fourth COVID wave much more dangerous. 10,732 cases in 24 hours in Delhi. Priyanka Gandhi writes to the Education Minister and says it's shocking that the CBSE is going ahead with exams. Students are rightfully requesting the cancellation of exams. After the poll panel restrictions, Mamata Banerjee speaks to the families of those killed in the Cooch Bihar violence. Five terrorists were killed during two separate operations by security forces in Jammu and Kashmir today. In the last 3 days, there have been 12 terrorists who've been eliminated in four separate encounters. Central teams had been sent to 30 of the most affected districts of Maharashtra, and the teams have been providing their feedback on a daily basis to the state as well as to the central government. Some of the areas which have now been highlighted are that containment operations were found to be suboptimal in Satara, Sangli and Aurangabad, that the testing capacity in Satara, Bhandara, Palghar, Amravati, Jalna and Latur districts was already overwhelmed, resulting in a delay in the reporting of test results. The central teams from Nanded and Buldana have reported a very skewed RT-PCR ratio, rapid antigen tests. So the number of RT-PCR tests, not enough. Let's go across now to NDTV Sukirti Duvedi, who's got more details on this. What's the bottom line? What's the conclusion made by these teams who'd visited Maharashtra?
Whether we talk about Maharashtra, which is the worst affected state at this point of time, or even the other two states where the central teams had visited, Chhattisgarh as well as Punjab, there seem to be certain common underlying factors. Those are at this point of time that containment measures are not being implemented on the ground strictly. Second, there is a lack of either RT-PCR testing facilities, either they don't exist in the first place in certain districts, or the testing capacity at this point of time is falling short of the kind of demand that they are facing at this point of time, which is leading to a delay in the test results. And also, there is a shortage of healthcare workers at this point of time, considering all of these states are facing such a high number of tests. So the number of healthcare workers also needs to be ramped up across these districts.
The Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal today requested the centre to remove age restrictions on the COVID-19 vaccination, even as his government flagged vaccine shortages and said that stocks for just 7 to 10 days are left. He said that the surge in COVID-19 cases this time is worse than what Delhi saw during the earlier peak.
Mid-March tak lagbhag 200 se bhi kam case pratidin aane chalu ho gaye the, itna kam ho gaya tha. Aur kal ke 24 ghante ki jo report abhi thodi der mein aaj sham tak publish hogi, दिल्ली में 10,732 केस पिछले 24 घंटे में आए हैं. 10,732 केस. मैंने केंद्र सरकार से कई बार हाथ जोड़ के निवेदन किया है, केंद्र सरकार को चिट्ठी भी लिखी है, प्रधानमंत्री जी को भी चिट्ठी लिखी है कि ये जितने रिस्ट्रिक्शन लगा रखे हैं वैक्सीनेशन के ऊपर, सब रिस्ट्रिक्शन हटा दीजिए. अभी तो ऐसी जरूरत है कि सरकार, हमारी सरकार तैयार है, दिल्ली सरकार तैयार है, हम घर 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 जाके कोरोना की वैक्सीन लगाने को तैयार है. हमारे स्टाफ जो है वो घर घर जाके वैक्सीनेशन लगाने को तैयार है, 2-3 महीने के अंदर. तो मेरी केंद्र सरकार से निवेदन है, केंद्र सरकार ने बहुत रिस्ट्रिक्शन लगा रखे हैं कि सेंटर नहीं खोल सकते, ज्यादा सेंटर नहीं खोल सकते, इस उम्र से कम लोगों को नहीं दे सकते. अभी तो हमें लार्ज स्केल के ऊपर, युद्ध स्तर के ऊपर सारी मशीनरी हमें वैक्सीनेशन के ऊपर लगा देनी चाहिए.